Good morning. A woman who says she was sexually assaulted by Judge Brett Kavanaugh wants the FBI to investigate her charges. A Border Patrol agent confesses to the murders of at least four prostitutes near the Mexican border. And Bob Woodward has a runaway bestseller on his hands. With these and other stories, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the WBAI Morning News for Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. Christine Blasey Ford, who has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her, wants the FBI to investigate the incident before Senate hearings on the allegations. Ford's attorneys argue that a full investigation by law enforcement officials are needed to ensure that the crucial facts and witnesses in this matter are assessed in a nonpartisan manner. Senator Orrin Hatch, a Utah Republican, countered Ford's proposal on Twitter Tuesday night, arguing the FBI does not do investigations like this. Ford alleges that while at a party, Kavanaugh pushed her into her bedroom along with his former classmate Mark Judge and attempted to remove her clothes. She also alleges that Kavanaugh put her hand over her mouth when she attempted to scream. Kavanaugh has denied the incident, and he and Judge both deny being at the party in question. Police say they have a confession from a U.S. Border Patrol agent they suspect of being a serial killer. Juan David Ortiz, 35, is accused of killing four women in and around the border town of Laredo, Texas, but there may be more victims. On Friday night, Erica Pena escaped Ortiz, who was holding her at gunpoint, and ran to a state trooper who was fueling up at a nearby gas station, essentially cracking the case for police. Roughly 3 hours after Pena's escape, law enforcement officers were alerted to be on the lookout for Ortiz, and it took another hour before state troopers encountered him. In that time, he killed two more victims, according to a police affidavit. Ortiz is a supervisory Border Patrol agent with access to U.S. Customs and Border Protection Intelligence. He was heavily armed and apparently looking for a confrontation with police. Ortiz gave a verbal confession to killing the four women between September 3rd and early Saturday, all of whom he picked up in a prostitution hub of Laredo. Leaders of South and North Korea held one-on-one talks on the second day of their summit on Wednesday, aiming to announce steps to rekindle stalled negotiations on the North's nuclear program and deepen bilateral ties. Cheering crowds greeted North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in Tuesday in Pyongyang. Afterwards, Kim said his summit, which he termed historic, with U.S. President Donald Trump in June, had improved regional stability and raised hopes for further progress. Kim pledged to work toward the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula during his first encounter with Moon in the DMZ that separates the two Koreas in April and at his summit with Trump in June. The Trump administration on Tuesday rolled back an Obama-era rule that forced energy companies to capture methane, a key contributor to climate change that's released in huge amounts during drilling on U.S. and tribal lands. Within hours of the announcement, attorneys general for California and New Mexico filed a lawsuit in federal court seeking to reinstate the 2016 rule. The regulation would have cut methane emissions by as much as 180,000 tons a year. The Obama rule has been tied up in the courts since its adoption. It was put on hold in April by a federal judge in Wyoming. Bob Woodward's runaway bestseller, Fear, Trump in the White House, has sold more than 1.1 million copies in its first week on sale, ringing up the most first-week sales of any book in Simon & Schuster's 94-year history. Despite the strong first-week sales, Woodward has a ways to go to catch Michael Wolff's Trump expose, Fire and Fury, which spent 10 weeks as a number one nonfiction bestseller earlier this year. Trump blasted Woodward's book as fiction, apparently spurring sales. President Trump's son Eric accused Bob Woodward on Wednesday of writing a sensational book to make three extra shekels, prompting the Watergate journalist to say that talk like that, it sets us back. The shekel is an ancient currency that's still used in modern Israel, and some said his use of the term shekels to describe a greedy act was anti-Semitic. Eric Trump's sister Ivanka converted to Judaism after marrying developer Jared Kushner. And in New York City, Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights plans to spend millions of dollars to spring every bail-eligible New York City inmate that is 16, 17, or a woman in an epic move to promote jail reform. Several hundred people could be freed. Law enforcement sources slammed the scheme, telling the New York Post that suspects will have no incentive to actually show up in court if they aren't on the hook for bail money. According to the source quoted in the post, 231 of the 419 women in city jails are currently eligible for bail. Less than 100 teenagers would qualify. Last year, the foundation, which is run by the Kennedy family, raised more than $100,000 to bail 50 teenagers out of Big Apple jails ahead of the first day of school. And finally, in a tell-all book appropriately titled Full Disclosure, porn star Stormy Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, says sex with Donald Trump may have been the least impressive sex she'd ever had. Daniels has been cooperating with federal prosecutors in Manhattan probing the $130,000 hush money payment she received on the eve of the election to keep mum about their alleged tryst. And that's some of the news for Wednesday morning, September 19, 2018. For the WBAI Morning News, I'm Paul D'Arienzo in New York.